It's peak season for Rapid City restaurants. That includes Tally's, where Benjamin Stout is a 29-year-old line cook. He's earning his highest hourly wage since he began working in kitchens more than 10 years ago. And that's not the only change he's seen.
It's definitely different than it's ever been from what I've known. Right now, I think most of the places, at least around here, are offering like bonuses or sign-on incentives for new hires because it's so hard for employers to find help.
According to the Department of Labor and Regulation, South Dakota had a 2.9% unemployment rate in June. There were about 41,000 job openings, but only about 16,000 unemployed people to fill them. Most new hires were in the leisure and hospitality industry, which saw stronger than average growth from May to June. More than half of that industry's new jobs are in the Black Hills area. Wendy Bobie is the owner of Candyland near Hill City and the new Rushmore Candy Company near Rapid City. She's paying $2 more an hour to help attract workers. Bobie says she has enough workers for the summer, but things will get tough once high school and college students return to class in late August.
One day, my manager here had 7 interviews lined up and not one showed up. That part has just been unbelievably frustrating. Like, you get your hopes up, like, oh my gosh, you know, 7 people applied. We're going to get this done, you know? And then we just don't get anybody to show up for the interviews.
Wineries, breweries, and other businesses that sell alcohol can't rely on as many young workers. You need to be at least 18 to sell or serve it in South Dakota. Angela Avila is the marketing and sales director at Prairie Berry Winery and Minor Brewing Company near Hill City. She says it's been extremely difficult to find seasonal workers. Higher pay and monthly bonuses have helped. So does a shorter business day and reservation system.
We can guarantee to our guests the experience that they sign up for will be staffed. But beyond that, the experience is one-on-one. It's more curated to the guests' liking.
The company also has a new campground where traveling employees can park their RVs. Some workers have left their jobs for higher pay. Benjamin Stout, the line cook, considered that option. But he decided to stay at Tally's after a raise and the announcement of $500 weekly bonuses. Even with that extra money, Stout still can't afford health care. He's earning nearly the same amount after taxes as he got on unemployment last year. His off-season pay has not been as much.
For owners to be getting angry about that, I just feel like that's a very interesting way for an owner to admit that they pay poverty wages if people are making more money from unemployment than they are working for certain restaurant owners.
Higher wages are a successful recruiting tool for many business owners. Crystal Hagerfield is the owner of the Custer Wolf Restaurant and manager of the Walk in the Woods store in Custer. She raised wages by 6 to 10%.
My advice is to be a really good leader, get right in the trenches with them, provide a really good working environment, pay them very, very well.
But even local tourist attractions that pay well and are fully staffed may still struggle this summer for reasons outside of their control. Bobie, who owns the two local candy stores, says it usually takes 1 week to order and receive supplies. It now takes up to 7 weeks. She says the suppliers have the goods, but not enough workers to ship them out. For SDPB, I'm Ariel Zients in Rapid City.